Keep Me, Winter Solstice by Eden Bradley, read by Stella Hunter. Chapter 1. Destiny ran for cover under the closest awning as the sky opened up and rain splashed down around her. In the few moments it took her to escape the downpour, her hair was ruined, and the shoulders of her light cotton sweater were damp through to her skin. "It figures," she muttered to herself, wiping a wet curl from her face and thinking how well the thunderous gray sky matched her mood. It was her first Christmas without family, and she was feeling as gloomy on the inside as the weather was outside. She watched as other holiday shoppers ducked into the colorful shops and cafes all along the street in the hip North Hollywood theater district. Everyone as unprepared for this sudden storm as she was. Even in December, rain was rare in Los Angeles, especially when it had been balmy and clear only minutes earlier. Since her car was parked a good 6 blocks away and she had no intention of ruining a brand new pair of suede boots, she was stuck there in front of... what? She turned around to read a neon sign stating psychic readings. "Seriously?" she muttered. "Why couldn't I have been stranded in front of a Starbucks?" She let out a small sigh as her cell phone rang. "Janie, hi, I'm glad it's you. Listen, you don't happen to be free at the moment, do you? I know this sounds stupid, but I'm out in this pouring rain, and since your place is only a few blocks from here, I thought you might want to come and get me and grab some coffee."
"I'm sorry, love," came her friend's British accent, "but I'm down in San Diego for work."
"And what do you mean rain? It's crazy, isn't it? The sky just opened up and it's pouring here. I'm in your neighborhood to do some shopping, and now I'm stuck in front of this psychic shop."
"There's nothing else nearby?" Janie asked.
"No, nothing I can get to without getting a good soaking. Looks like a law office on one side and an empty building on the other." "Why don't you go inside and have a reading, then? It sounds like the universe puts you there for a reason."
"You know I don't believe in all that stuff."
"No offense."
"None taken. And I do know, Miss Logical, but it could be amusing. Or you might actually learn something. I went to that tarot reader on Venice Beach last summer, and the woman was right about me landing this job. You should do it."
"Maybe. I'd feel kind of silly. But I guess it's better than standing outside in this weather." The rain came down harder and she began to shiver in her damp clothes. Looking once more at the warm glow coming through the glass door of the shop, going inside suddenly didn't seem like such a bad idea. "Maybe just to escape the rain until it has a chance to clear up," she said. "It doesn't mean I've changed my mind about the universe having some intention or people being able to see the future. You know that's simply an archaic psychological construct created by ancient cultures to explain pain and suffering, right?"
"So you've mentioned. And you know being besties with a psychologist can be a huge pain in the ass, right?"
Destiny grinned. "But you love me anyway."
"I do. But don't go reading any Freudian crap into that, yeah? Now go waste a few bucks on something you don't believe in and have some fun."
Okay, but you owe me a cup of coffee."
"I'm not sure how things worked out like that, but you're on. Call me later and let me know how it goes, love."
"I will." They hung up and Destiny leaned closer to the blue, glass-paned door to look inside. It was too dark to see anything, but as she pulled away, she caught her reflection.
Her reflection?
She had to do a double take. The face in the glass was hers, yet not hers.
Nana?
A sharp pain lanced through her chest, the one that never seemed to quite go away these days, thinking of her beloved grandmother. She was the spitting image of Nana, or how she must have looked at this age. The wild red curls, the pointed chin, the lips that had always seemed a bit too full to her. Only her eyes were green and Nana's had been gray. And she could have sworn for a split second the image in the glass had shorter hair, the features a bit softer than her own. And those warm gray eyes. Why did she feel as if it were Nana telling her to go inside? Don't be silly. But with her darling Nana so recently passed, she could allow herself a moment of sentimental foolishness, couldn't she? God, she missed her. Her grandmother had been her best friend, her confidant, her rock. And now